The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 12, Conversation Between Maharaj Rahugana and Judd Bharat. Because Maharaj Rahugana was still doubtful about his enlightenment, he asked the Brahmana, Judd Bharat, to repeat his instructions and clarify ideas he could not understand. In this chapter, Maharaj Rahugana offers his respectful obeisances to Judd Bharat, who was concealing his real position. The king could understand by his speech how exalted and advanced he was in devout spiritual knowledge. He very much regretted his offense against him. Maharaj Rahugana was bitten by the serpent of ignorance, but was cured by the nectarian words of Judd Bharat. Later, because he was doubtful about the subject discussed, he made further inquiries, one question after another. First, he wanted to be released from the offense he had committed at the lotus feet of Judd Bharat. Maharaj Rahugana was somewhat unhappy at not being able to grasp Judd Bharat's instructions, which were full of meaning that could not be understood by a materialistic person. Therefore, Judd Bharat repeated his instructions more clearly. He said that on the surface of the globe, all living entities, moving and unmoving, were but transformations of the earth in different ways. The king was very proud of his king's body, but that body was simply another transformation of the earth. Out of this false prestige, the king was misbehaving toward the palanquin carrier as a master toward a servant, and he was actually very unkind to other living entities. Consequently, Maharaj Rahugana was unfit to give protection to the citizens, and because he was ignorant, he was unfit to be counted amongst advanced philosophers. Everything in this material world is but a transformation of the earth, and although things have different names according to their transformations, actually the varieties are one and the same, and ultimately all these varieties are vanquished into atoms. Nothing is permanent in this material world. The variety of things and their distinctions are simply mental concoctions. The absolute truth is beyond illusion and is manifest in three features: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimate realization of the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Vasudeva by his devotees. Unless one is blessed by the dust of the feet of a pure devotee on his head, one cannot possibly become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Judd Bharat also told about his own previous birth and informed the king that by the grace of the Lord, he still remembered all the incidents of his past life. Due to the activities of his past life, Judd Bharat was being very cautious and was therefore assuming the characteristics of a deaf and dumb man to avoid mingling with the material world. Association with the material modes of nature is very powerful. Bad association of materialistic men can be avoided only in the association of devotees. In the association of devotees, one is given an opportunity to render devotional service in 9 ways: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Atmanivedanam. In this way, in the association of devotees, one can pass over material association, cross the ocean of nescience, and return home, back to Godhead. Text 1. Rahugana Vacha Namo Nama Karana Vigrahaya Srupa Tuchikrita Vigrahaya Namo Vadhuta Dvija Bandulinga Niguda Nityanu Bhavaya Tubhyam. Synonyms: Rahugana Vacha, King Rahugana said, Nama, my respectful obeisances, Nama, obeisances, Karana Vigrahaya, to one whose body emanates from the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes, Sharup, Tuchikrita Vigrahaya, who has completely removed all the contradictions of the scriptures by manifesting his true self, Nama, respectful obeisances, Avaduta, O Master of all mystic powers, Dvijabandulinga, by the characteristics of a person born in a Brahmana family but not executing the duties of a Brahmana, Niguda, covered, Nitya Anu Bhavaya, to him whose eternal realization, Tubhyam, to you. Translation: King Ruhuguna said, "O most exalted personality, you are non-different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradiction in the Shastras have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahmana, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. Offer my respectful obeisances unto you." Purport. From the Brahma Samhita, we understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, Sarvakarana Karanam. Rishabhdev was the direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. His son, Bharat Maharaj, was now acting as the Brahmana Jadbharat, who had received his body from the cause of all causes. Therefore, he is addressed as Karana Vigrahaya. Text 12:2. Jvara Maya Raktasya Yatagadam Sat Nigada Daghasya Yatahim Mam Bitba Kudeha Mahanahi Vidastra Deste Brahman Vachaste Mirtum Asadim Ausadam Me. Synonyms: Jvara, fever, Amaya, by the disease, Artasya, of a distressed person, Yata, just as, Agadam, the medicine, Sat, right, Nidaga, Dagdasya, of one scorched by the heat of the sun, Yata, just as, Hima Amba, very cold water, Kudeha, in this body, made of matter and full of dirty things, such as stool and urine, Mana, of pride, Ahi, by the serpent, Vidasta, bitten, Drista, of one whose vision, Brahman, O best of the Brahmanas, Vacha, words, Te, your, Amritam, nectar, Osadam, medicine, may, for me. Translation: O best of the Brahmanas, my body is filled with dirty things, and my vision has been bitten by the serpent of pride. Due to my material conceptions, I am diseased. Your nectarian instructions are the proper medicine for one suffering from such a fever, and they are cooling waters for one scorched by the heat. Purport. The conditioned soul has a body full of dirty things, bones, blood, urine, stool, and so forth. Nonetheless, the most intelligent men in this material world think they are these combinations of blood, bone, urine, and stool. If this is so, why can't other intelligent men be made with these ingredients which are so readily available? The entire world is going on under the bodily conception and creating a hellish condition unfit for any gentleman's living. The instructions given by King Ruhuguna to Jadbharat are very instructive, are very valuable. They are like the medicine that can save one from a snake bite. The Vedic instructions are like nectar and cool water for one suffering from scorching heat. Text 3. Tasmad bhavantam mamasam shayartam prakshyami paschad ad hunasobuddham adhyatma yoga gratitam tavoktam akyahi kautuhala chetasome. Synonyms: Tasmat, therefore, bhavantam, to you, mama, of me, samsaya artam, the subject matter that is not clear to me, prakshyami, I shall submit, paschat, afterwards, adhuna, now, subudham, so that it can be clearly understood, adhyatma yoga, of mystic instruction but for self-realization, Gratitam, as composed, tava your uktam speech. Akyahi, please explain again. Kota halachetasa, whose mind is very inquisitive to understand the mystery of such statements, may, to me. Translation: Whatever doubts I have about a particular subject matter, I shall ask you about later. For the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions you have given me for self-realization appear very difficult to understand. Please repeat them in a simple way so that I can understand them. My mind is very inquisitive and I want to understand this clearly. Purport. The Vedic literature instructs, Tasmat gurum prapadyate jignesho shri uttamam. An intelligent man must be very inquisitive to know the transcendental science deeply. Therefore, one must approach a guru, a spiritual master. Although Judd Bharat explained everything to Maharaj Ruguna, it appears that his intelligence was not perfect enough to understand clearly. He therefore requested a further explanation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevya. The student must approach a spiritual master and surrender unto him fully, Pranipatena. He must also question him in order to understand his instructions, Pariprashnena. One should not only surrender to the spiritual master, but also render loving service unto him, Sevaya, so that the spiritual master will be pleased with the student and explain the transcendental subject matter more clearly. A challenging spirit before the spiritual master should be avoided if one is at all interested in learning the Vedic instructions in depth. Text 4. Yadaha yogeshwara drasyamanam kriyafalam sad vyavaharamulam nahi arjnasa tatvadmimarsanaya bhavan as amusmin brahmate manome. Synonyms. Yet that which aha have said, Yoga Ishwar, O master of yoga, mystic power, Drishyamana, having being clearly seen, Kriya Phalam, the results of moving the body here and there, such as feeling fatigue, Yat or Sat existing, Vyavahara Mulam, whose basis is etiquette alone, Na, not he, certainly, Anjasa, on the whole, or in fact, Tatva Bimarsanaya, for understanding the truth by consultation, Bhavan, your good self, Amusmin, in that explanation, Brahmate, is bewildered, Mana, mind, my. Translation, O master of yogic power, you have said that fatigue resulting from moving the body here and there is appreciated by a direct perception, but actually there is no fatigue. It simply exists as a matter of formality. By such inquiries and answers, no one can come to the conclusion of the absolute truth. Because of your presentation of this statement, my mind is a little disturbed. Report. Formal inquiries and answers about the bodily conception do not constitute knowledge of the absolute truth. Knowledge of the absolute truth is quite different from the formal understanding of bodily pains and pleasures. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna informs Arjuna that the pains and pleasures experienced in relation to the body are temporary. They come and go. One should not be disturbed by them, but should tolerate them and continue with spiritual realization. Texts 5 and 6. Brahmana Uvacha, I am Jano Nama Chalan Prativyam Ya Prativa Prativa Kasya Heto Tasyapi Changrihor Adigulpajanga Januru Madhyora Shiro Dharamsa Aham Se Darvi Sibika Yasyam Sovira Rajeti Upadeshyaste Yasmin Bhavan Ruda Nijambani Bimano Rajasmi Sindhu Shviti Dharma Danda. Synonyms. Brahmana Uvacha, the Brahmana said, I am this Jana person, Nama celebrated as such, Chalan moving, Prativyam on this earth, Yahu, Prativa, a transformation of the earth, Prativa, O king who possesses a similar earthly body, Kasya for what? Heto, reason, Tasyapi, of him also, Cha, and Angrayo, feet, Adi, above, Gulpa, ankles, Junga, calves, Janu, knees, Uru, thighs, Madhura, waist, Siradaro, neck, Amsa, shoulders, Amsa, shoulder, Adi, upon, Darvi, made of wood, Subika, palanquin, Cha, and Yasyam, on which, Sovira Raj, the king of Sovira, Iti thus, Upadesha, known as Aste, there is, Yasmin, in which Bhavan, your lordship, Rudha, imposed upon, Nija Ambimana, having conception of false prestige, Rajasmi, I am the king, Sindhushu, in the state of Sindhu, iti thus durmada anda, captivated by false prestige. Translation: the self-realized Brahmana Judd Bharat said, among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms and earthly transformations. For some reason, those move on the surface of the earth are called the palanquin carriers. Those material transformations which do not move are gross material objects like stones. In any case, the material body is made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat, and head. Upon the shoulders is the wooden palanquin, and within the palanquin is the so-called king of Sauvira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within that body, your lordship is situated, and falsely thinking that you are the king of the state of Sauvira. Report. After analyzing the material bodies of the palanquin carrier and the palanquin passenger, Judd Bharat concludes that the real living force is the living entity. The living entity is the offshoot or offspring of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, within this material world, among moving and non-moving things, the real principle is Lord Vishnu. Due to his presence, everything is working, and there are actions and reactions. One who understands Lord Vishnu as the original cause of everything is to be understood to be perfectly situated in knowledge. Although he was falsely proud of being a king, King Rahugana was not really situated in knowledge. Therefore, he was rebuking the palanquin carriers, including the self-realized Brahmana Judd Bharat. This is the first accusation Judd Bharat made against the king, who was daring to talk to a learned Brahmana on the flimsy ground of ignorance, identifying everything with matter. King Rahugana argued that the living entity is within the body, and that when the body is fatigued, the living entity within must be therefore suffering. It is clearly explained in the following verse that the living entity does not suffer due to the body's fatigue. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti gives an example of a child heavily decorated with ornaments. Although the child's body is very delicate, he does not feel fatigue, nor do the pleasure parents think that his ornaments should be taken away. The living entity has nothing to do with bodily pains and pleasures. These are simply mental concoctions. An intelligent man will find the original cause of everything. Material combinations and permutations may be a matter of fact in worldly dealings, but actually the living force, the soul, has nothing to do with them. Those who are materially upset take care of the body and manufacture Dharid Narayan, poor Narayan. However, it is not a fact that the soul or supersoul becomes poor simply because the body is poor. These are the statements of ignorant people. The soul and supersoul are always apart from the bodily pleasure and pain. Text 7. Sochyanimams tvam adhikastadinam disyag nigrinam niranu graho si janasya guptasmi vitakta mano naso base vrida sabhaso drista. Synonyms: sochyan, lamentable, iman, all these, tvam, you, adhikastadinam, poor persons suffering more pains because of their poverty-stricken position, vistya, by force, nigrinam, seizing, niranu grahasi, you have no mercy in your heart, janasya, of the people in general, guptasmi, I am the protector, king, vikatamana, bragging, na sopase, you do not look very good, vrida sopasu, in the society of learned persons, drista, simply impudent. Translation: it is a fact, however, that these innocent people carrying your palanquin without payment are certainly suffering due to this injustice. Their cruel condition is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged them in carrying your palanquin. This proves that you are cruel and unkind, yet due to false prestige you were thinking that you were protecting the citizens. This is ludicrous. You were such a fool that you could not have been adored as a great man in assembly of persons advanced in knowledge. Purport: King Rahudana was very proud of being king, and yet he felt he had the right to control the citizens as he liked. But actually he was engaging men in carrying his palanquin without payment, and therefore was causing them trouble without reason. Nonetheless, the king was thinking that he was the protector of the citizens. Actually, the king should be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this reason, he is called Naradevata, the Lord among human beings. However, when a king thinks that because he is the head of a state, he can utilize the citizens for his sense gratification, he's in error. Such an attitude is not appreciated by learned scholars. According to the Vedic principles, the king should be advised by learned sages, brahmanas, and scholars, who advise him according to the injunctions given in the Dharma Shastra. The duty of the king is to follow these instructions. Learned circles do not appreciate the king's utilizing public endeavor for his own benefit. His duty is to give protection to the citizens instead. The king should not become such a rogue that he exploits the citizens for his own benefit. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that in Kali Yuga, the heads of government will be plunderers and thieves. These thieves and plunderers take the money and property of the public by force or connivance. Therefore, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Rajanyar Nigrinyar Dasu Dharmabi. As Kali Yuga advances, we can see that these characteristics are already visible. We can certainly imagine how deteriorated human civilization will be by the end of Kali Yuga. Indeed, there will no longer be a sane man capable of understanding God or and our relationship with Him. In other words, human beings will be just like animals. At that time, in order to reform human society, Lord Krishna will come in the form of the Kalki avatar. His business will be to kill all the atheists, because ultimately the real protector is Vishnu, or Krishna. The Lord incarnates to set things in order when things are mismanaged by so-called kings and heads of government. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhaviti bharata. Of course, this takes many years, but the principle is there. When the king or governmental head does not follow the proper principles, nature deals out punishments in the form of war, famine, and so forth. Therefore, if the governmental head is not aware of life's goal, he should not take charge of ruling the people. Actually, the supreme proprietor of everything is Lord Vishnu. He is the maintainer of everyone. The king, the father, and the guardian are simply representatives of Lord Vishnu, empowered by him to look after the management and maintain things. It is therefore the duty of the head of state to maintain the general populace in such a way that people will ultimately know the goal of life. Nate vidu svarthakatim Vishnu. Unfortunately, the foolish governmental head and the general populace do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to understand and approach Lord Vishnu. Without this knowledge, everyone is in ignorance, and all society is crowded with cheaters and cheated. Text 8. Yada kshitav eva chararasya vidama nishtam prabhavam chanityam tanamato nyad vyavaharamulam nirupyatam sat kriyayanu meyam. Synonyms. Yada, therefore, kshitau, in the earth, eva, certainly, chara ak charasya, of different bodies, some moving and some not moving, vidama, we know, nishtam, annihilation, pravavam, appearance, cha, and nityam, regularly by the principles of nature, tat, that, namata, then simply by name, anyat, other, vyavahara mulam, cause of material activities, nirupyatam, let it be ascertained, sat kriyaya, by actual employment, anumeyam, to be inferred. Translation. All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving and some not moving. All of us have come into existence, remain for some time, and are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. We are all simply different transformations of the earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. In other words, we are but dust, and we shall be but dust. Everyone can consider this point. Purport. In the Brahma Sutra, it is said, Tad ananyatvam ara brahm bana sapadibya 2.1.14. This cosmic manifestation is a mixture of matter and spirit, but the cause is the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.20, it is said, Idam he vishvam bhagavan evetara. The entire cosmic manifestation is but a transformation of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of illusion, no one can appreciate that God is not different from the material world. Actually, he is not different, but this material world is simply a transformation of his different energies. Parashya Shakti Vivadevi Shuyate. There are also other versions of this in the Vedas, Sarvakilavidam Brahma. Matter and spirit are all non-different from the Supreme Brahman, Bhagavan. Lord Sri Krishna confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita, Nebina Prakriti Asada. The material energy is Krishna's energy, but it is separated from him. The spiritual energy is also his energy, but it is not separated from him. When the material energy is engaged in the service of the Supreme Spirit, so-called material energy is also transformed into spiritual energy, just as an iron rod becomes fire when placed in contact with fire. When we can understand by an analytical study that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, our knowledge is perfect. Simply understanding the transformations of different energies is partial knowledge. We must come to the ultimate cause. Natevidu Swartakatimi Vishnum. The knowledge of those who are not interested in knowing the original cause of all emanations is never perfect knowledge. There is nothing in the phenomenal world that is not produced by the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aromas from the earth are different scents, manufactured and used for different purposes, but the original cause is the earth, nothing else. A water pot made of earth can be used to carry water for some time, but ultimately the pot is nothing but earth. Therefore, there is no difference between the pot and its original ingredient, earth. It is simply a different transformation of the energy. Originally, the cause or primary ingredient is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the varieties are only byproducts. In the Chandogya Upanishad, it is stated, Yata somi ekena mritpidena sarvam mrimayam vignatam syad vicharam banam vikaro namadeyam mritketi eva satyam. If one studies the earth, he naturally understands the byproducts of the earth. The Vedas therefore enjoin, Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Evam Vigyatam Bhavati, Mundaka Upanishad 1.3. If one simply understands the original cause, Krishna, the cause of all causes, then naturally everything else is understood, although it may be presented in different varieties. By understanding the original cause of different varieties, we can understand everything. If we understand Krishna, the original cause of everything, we do not need to separately study the subsidiary varieties. Therefore, from the very beginning, it is said, Satyam Param Dimahi. One has to concentrate one's understanding on the supreme truth, Krishna, or Vasudev. The word Vasudev indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes. Matstani Sarvabhutani Nachaham Tvesavastita. This is the summary, a summary or phenomenal of phenomenal and nominal philosophy. The phenomenal world depends on the nominal existence. Similarly, everything exists by virtue of the potency of the Supreme Lord, although due to our ignorance, the Supreme Lord is not perceived in everything. Text 9. Evam niruktam kshiti shabdavritam asan nidanat paramanavodye avidyaya manasa kalpitas te yesham samohena kritovishesha. Synonyms. Evam, thus, niruktam, falsely described, kshiti shabda, of the word earth, vritam, existence, asat, not real, nidhanat, from the dissolution, parama avana, anava, atomic particles, yea, all of which, avidyaya, because of less intelligence, manasa, in the mind, kalpita, imagine, te, they, yesham, of which, samuhena, by the aggregate, krita, made, vishesha, the particulars. Translation. One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that the varieties found in this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Purport. Those who follow the atomic theory think that the protons and electrons of atoms combine in such a way as to bring all material existence into being. However, the scientists failed to discover the cause of atomic existence itself. Under these circumstances, we cannot accept that the atom is the cause of the universe. Such theories are advanced by unintelligent people. According to real intelligence, the real cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord, Janmadhyasyayata. He is the original cause of all creation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate. Krishna is the original cause, sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of atoms, the material energy. Bhumir apold and all vayu kambano bhurdevacha ahankara iti ame bini prakriti astada. Bhagavad Gita 7.4. The ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only those in ignorance try to find out other causes by posing different theories. Text 10. Evam krisam stulam anur brihadyat asach chasaj jivam ajivam anyat dravyasva bhavasaya kala karma namna jaya vehi kritam dityam. Synonyms. Evam das. Krisham, skinny or short, stulam, fat, anu, tiny, brihat, big, yet, which, asat, impermanent, cha, and asat, existing, jivam, the living entities, ajivam, inanimate, lifeless matter, anyat, other causes, dravya, phenomenon, swabhava, nature, asaya, disposition, kala, time, karma, activities, namna, only by such names, ajaya, by material nature, avehi, you should understand, kritam done, dvitiyam, duality. Translation. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all pots made of the same substance, earth, but they're named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. Purport. The temporary manifestations and varieties within this material world are simply creations of material nature under various circumstances. Prakriti kriyamanini gunai karmani savasha. The actions and reactions carried out by the material nature are sometimes accepted as our scientific inventions. Therefore, we want to take credit for them and defy the existence of God. This is described in Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Ahankara vimudatma kartaha miti manite. Due to being covered by the illusory external energy, the living entity tries to take credit for the differentiated creations within the material world. Actually, all these are being created automatically by the material force set in motion by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Person. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karnam. He is the cause of all causes, the ultimate cause. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Evam Sarvam Tata Prakrita Vayi Vayai Kalpitam Vishnur Anyat Evam Prakritya Dara Swayam Ananyadaro Vishnur Eva Ata Sarva Sabdas Cha Tasmin Eva. Actually, the original cause is Lord Vishnu, but out of ignorance, people think that matter is the cause of everything. Raja Gopashraya Bhumi Sharanam Cheti Lokilaka Vyavharo Natat Satyam Tayor Brahmashrayo Vibhu. Things are contemplated on the ephemeral or external platform, but actually this is not the truth. The actual proprietor and shelter of everyone is Brahman, the Supreme, not the King. Goptri cha tasya prakritis tasya Vishnu Svayam Prabhu Tava Gopri tu prithivi Na tvam gopta kshite shmrita. Ata sarva shrayais chaiva gopta cha hari ishvara. Sarva sabdin heyas cha sabta vritir hikaranam. Sarvantara Sarva Bahir Eka Eva Janardana. The actual protectress is the material nature, but Vishnu is her lord. He is the lord of everything. Lord Janardana is the director both externally and internally. He is the cause of the function of words that and what is expressed in all sounds. Shirasodarata Yavad or Yadvat Grivayas Tadvad Evatu Ashrayatvam Chavgoptritvam Anyesham Upacharata. Lord Vishnu is the resting place of the entire creation. Brahmanho hi pratisthitam. Bhagavad Gita 14:27. On Brahman, everything is resting. All the universes are resting on the Brahma Jyoti, and all the planets are resting on the universal atmosphere. On each and every planet, there are oceans, hills, states, and kingdoms. On each planet is giving shelter to so many living entities. They are all standing on the earth on feet and legs, torso and shoulders, but actually everything is resting ultimately on the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's therefore ultimately known as Sarva Karna Karnam, the cause of all causes. Text 11. Gyanam Visudam Paramartam Ekam Anantaram Tvabirhir Brahma Satyam Pratyak Prasantam Bhagavach Chabdav Samgyam Tadvasudevam Kavayo Vedanti. Synonyms. Gyanam, the supreme knowledge, Visuddham, without contamination, Paramartham, giving the ultimate goal of life, Ekam, unified, Anantaram, without interior, unbroken, too, also, Abahi, without exterior, Brahma, the supreme, Satyam, the absolute truth, Pratyak, inner, Prasantam, the calm and peaceful supreme lord, worshipped by the yogis, Bhagavat Sabda Samgyam, known in the higher sense as Bhagavan, or full of all opulences. Yet that Vasudevam, Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, Kaviya, the learned scholars, Vedanti say. Translation. What, then, is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth. It is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is Brahman. Then Paramatma, the Supersoul, is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized as in the Supreme Person. All learned scholars describe the Supreme Person as Vasudev, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma, and others. Purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Yad Advaitam Brahmopanisadi Tad Api Asyatanubha. The impersonal Brahman effulgence of the Absolute Truth consists of the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ya atman tadyami purusha iti so syama vibhava. What is known as atma or and antaryami, the supersoul, is but an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sat aishvaryai purno ya iha bhagavan sa svayamayam. What is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete with all six opulences, is Vasudev, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from him. Great learned scholars and philosophers accept this. After many, many births, Vasudeva Sarvameti Mahatma Sadurlabha, Bhagavad Gita 7:19. The wise man can understand that ultimately Vasudeva Krishna is the cause of Brahman and Paramatma, the Supersoul. Thus, Vasudeva is Sarva Karna Karnam, the cause of all causes. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. The real tattva, absolute truth, is Bhagavan, but due to incomplete realization of the absolute truth, people sometimes describe the same Vishnu as impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma. Vedanti tattvat vividas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmiti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdite Srimad Bhagavatam 1:11. From the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam says, param satyam param dimahi, we meditate on the supreme truth. The Supreme Truth is explained here as Gyanam Visuddham Satyam. This, the Absolute Truth is devoid of material contamination and is transcendental to the material qualities. It gives all spiritual success and liberation from this material world. That supreme absolute truth is Krishna, Vasudev. There is no difference between Krishna's inner self and outward body. Krishna is Purna, the complete whole. There is no distinction between his body and soul as there is between ours. Sometimes, so-called scholars, not knowing the constitutional position of Krishna, mislead people by saying that Krishna within is different from the Krishna without. When Krishna says, Manmana Bhavama Bhakta Madhyamaji Mam Namaskaru, the so-called scholars advise the reader that it is not to be a person to Krishna to whom we must surrender, but the Krishna within. So-called scholars, Mayavadis, cannot understand Krishna with their poor fund of knowledge. One should therefore approach an authorized person to understand Krishna. The spiritual master has actually seen Krishna. Therefore, he can explain him properly. Tadvidi paripatena pariprasnena sevya upadekshanti ketekte gyanam ganinis tattva darshana. Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Without approaching an authorized person, one cannot understand Krishna. Text 12. Raguna aitat tapasa na yati na chej yayad nirvapanadgrihad va. Na chandasa naiva jalagni sarair vina mahat pada rajobhishekam. Synonyms. Rahugana, O King Rahugana, etat, this knowledge, tapasa, by severe austerities and penances, na yati, does not become revealed, na cha, also, ijaya, by a great arrangement for worshipping the deity, nirvapanat, or from finishing all material duties and accepting sannyas. Grihat, from ideal householder life, va, or, na, or, chandasa, by observing celibacy or studying Vedic literature, na, eva, nor, jali agni suryai, by severe austerity, such as keeping oneself in water or in a burning fire in front of the scorching sun, vina, without mahat, of the great devotees, pada raja, the dust of the lotus feet, abhishekam, smearing all over the body. Translation. My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly observing the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprast, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water, or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. Purport. Actual knowledge of transcendental bliss can be bestowed upon anyone by a pure devotee. Vidusha durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. One cannot attain the perfection of spiritual life simply by following the directions of the Vedas. One has to approach a pure devotee, anyabhilasha tu sunyam gyanakarmadi anavritam. By the grace of such a devotee, one can understand the absolute truth, Krishna, and one's relationship with him. A materialistic person sometimes thinks that simply by executing pious activities and remaining at home, one can understand the absolute truth. This is denied in this verse. No one can understand the absolute truth simply by observing the rules and regulations of celibacy, brahmacharya. One has to serve the pure devotee. That will help one understand the absolute truth without fail. Text 13. Yatro tama shloka gunanu vada pastu yate gramya katavir hata ni she vyamano nudinam mumukshor matim satim yachati vasudeve. Synonyms. Yatra, in a place, in the presence of exalted devotees, uttama shloka gunanu Anuvada, discussion of the pastimes and the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prastuyate, is presented, gramyava kata vighata, due to which there is no chance of talking of worldly matters. Nishe vyamana, being heard very seriously, anudinam, day after day, mumuksho, of persons who are serious about getting out of material entanglement, matim, meditation, satim, pure and simple, yachati, is turned, vasudeve, unto the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva. Purport. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse. The pure devotee is never interested in material topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly prohibited his devotees to talk about worldly matters. Gramyavarta Nakaibe. One should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about news of the material world. One should not waste time in this way. This is a very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Krishna consciousness movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in His glorification. The students in this institution engage in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness from 5 in the morning till 10 at night. They actually have no opportunity to waste their time unnecessarily by discussing politics, sociology, and current events. These will go on their way. A devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Text 14. Aham pura bharato namaraja vimukta dishta shruta sangha bandha aradhanam bhagavata hiha mano mrigo bhava mriga sangad datarata. Synonyms. Aham, I, pura, formerly in my previous births. Bharata Namaraj, a king named Maharaj Bharat, Vimukta, liberated from Drishtasruta, by experiencing personally through direct association or by getting knowledge from the Vedas, Sangha Bandha, bondage by association, Aradhanam, the worship, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Ihamana, always performing Mriga Abhavam, I became a deer, Mriga Sangat, because of my intimate association with a deer, Hata Arta, having neglected the regulative principles in the discharge of devotional service. Translation. In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharat. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience, and through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer. So much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life I had to accept the body of a deer. Purport. The incident herein is described is very significant. In a previous verse it is stated, Vina Mahat Padarajo Bashekam, one cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the orders of the spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as a foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. If the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. Despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to the deer, and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Text 15. Samam Shmiti Mirga Dehe Pivira Krishnarchana Prabhupad No Jahati Atoya Aham Jana Sangada Sango Visankamano Vivritascharami. Synonyms. Sa, that, mum, me, Shmriti, remembrance of the activities of my previous life. Mrigadehe, in the body of a deer, api, although, Vira, O great hero, Krishna Archarana Prabhava, which appeared because of the influence of sincere service to Krishna. No Jahati did not leave. Ato, therefore, aham, I, Jana Sangat, from the association of ordinary men, Asanga, completely detached, Visang Kamanan, being afraid, Avidrita, unobserved by others, Charami, I go here and there. Translation. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I can remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I am aware of the fall down of my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of their bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 2:40, it is said, Svalpam apyashri dharmasya. It is certainly a great fall to go from human life to animal life. But in the case of Bharat Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam Yam Bhapi Smaram Bhavam Tajati Ente Kalevanam. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain way of thinking. This may lead one to animal life, yet for a devotee, there is no loss. Even though Maharaj received the body of a deer, he did not forget his position. Consequently, in the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his downfall. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in a family of very pure brahmanas. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Text 16. Tasma naro sangha susanga jata yanasini haiva vikrina krikna moha harim tadiha katana srutabhyam labdha smriti yati ati paramatvana. Synonyms: tasmat, for this reason, nara, every person, asanga, by detachment from the association of worldly people, susanga, by the association of devotees, jata, produced, jnana asina, by the sword of knowledge, iha, in this material world, eva, even, vivrikna moha, whose illusion is completely cut to pieces, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tad iha, of his activities, katana shrupyabhyam, by the two processes of hearing and chanting, labdha smriti, the lost consciousness is regained, yati achieves ati param, the ultimate end, adhanva, advana, the path back home, back to Godhead. Translation: simply, by associating with exalted devotees, one can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to God even in this life. Purport: to become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board, so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead, even in this life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 5th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Conversation Between Maharaj Rahugana and Jadbharat," end quote.